long ass breaks. Damn, Brother Ali, where the hell you been? She disappeared?
Stop the presses, give me a couple seconds. Let me tell my friends what's up with Big Brethren. New gear, new beard, a new record. Made a few adjustments, I wanna discuss it. In a life of pain and sadness, never would've guessed that a taste of success would've been the first time I ever got depressed. I know I'm blessed, I just couldn't adjust. In life all I ever knew how to do was fight. Scrapped on the playground, fighting for the mic. Trying to build a life with the insane wife. Fighting for a little bit of time in the light. Then I got a daughter, a car and a house. No one left to fight with but myself. Gained a lot of weight, wasn't thinking about my health. Maybe the music that I'm making can help. I can't drive cause it's albino shit. Told you I was legally blind, that's legit. I ain't want Ed to have to scoop the kids, so I bought a crib a couple blocks from his. That's the greatest friend I ever had. Like a brother to me, a borderline dad. Maybe making a record to get me on track. Help me fix whatever's wrong with my head. I jumped back in the basement at once. Made the album Us in a couple of months. But can't lie to y'all, I felt lost. Energy I brought might have been a bit off. Couple great moments though, of course. Baby girl, puppy love, and the travelers. Mwah. I chewed 2 years off that album. Was on the road 10 months out of one of them. Did the globe with my brother BK. My life coach slash DJ. Literally been with me since day one. Had a lot of hard times, had a lot of fun. Long story short, he got a hell of a wife. Catastrophe damn near ended her life. Brought our wifeies out to Hawaii. These fuckers got pregnant on Waikiki. I said I need to talk to you, Ali. This is what you were born to do, but not me. So after soundcheck 2010, say goodbye to my DJ, but not to my friend. My career ain't stopped, it just grew. I rock the bells in Glastonbury too. Close enough to smell Beyonce's perfume, but it just ain't the same without you. Couldn't slow me down, no lord. Stayed on the planes and the buses and cars. Brought a young DJ into the squad. Sucker quit on me cause I toured too hard. Went on to the next one. Then me and Ant had trouble connecting. If I was here, then he was always there. Touring or recording with atmosphere. What the hell's going on with my career? Within a year, my team disappeared. Got a phone call on the 4th of July. My dad died, he committed suicide. Shit, I should have been there for him. Had to fly home from Europe to Barry. I'm sorry, I need a minute. This midnight. Hey, listen, trying to hold this marriage together. But me and my baby barely see each other. I'm in France with the fans taking pictures. She's with the kids making dinner, doing dishes. She ain't gotta worry about me screwing other bitches. That ain't enough to make a woman feel precious. If we don't start to intersect it, got no choice but grow different directions. Damn, I got that phone call again. You know the kind you never want a kid. Mikey's mom couldn't get a hold of him. I found him dead in his apartment. Just drowning in tears. Probably won't get over that in all my years. I remember forever. A day later boarded a plane for Mecca. And the next month changed my life. Listening to God and the holy sights. Inklings I had had all my life suddenly presented themselves in plain sight. Any doubts I had about the mic and whether or not what I write is right fell out of sight like tears on the floor. Now I'm going harder than I ever did before. Got a couple of beat tapes from Jake. Genuine dude and his music is straight. I told Zach to hold my tour dates. Roll the tape, I got something to say.
So I'm gonna go make this album. Let me start it out right though.